Hi, everybody. You're listening to Blues Moon Radio with Claire DeLune, and we're here with David McIntosh, and he is a member of the South Carolina Historic Aviation Foundation. They will be putting on an event celebrating D-Day's 70th anniversary on June 7th. And David, welcome to the show, and tell us a little bit about this great event you're doing.
Well, glad to be with you, and on a Saturday evening on June 7th, South Carolina Historic Aviation Foundation down at Hamilton Owens Airport in Columbia in the hangar next to the terminal. We're going to put on a big 70th anniversary celebration with the Goodwin Orchestra. There'll be dinner. Get to meet a lot of nice people. All in all, I think it's going to be a great evening.
And the Owens Airfield, in case people don't know, is the original Columbia Airport. Am I right about that?
That's the original Columbia Airport. Officially now Hamilton Owens Airport, but I'm of the generation, I still think of it as Owens Field. It's the in-town or downtown airport in Columbia.
I had no idea it had changed. I know it's on Jim Hamilton Boulevard, and that's named after the person who ran it for so long. Am I right about that?
Hamilton was the airport manager for many years, instrumental in bringing it up to its current, I think, very impressive state.
Well, I think that's a wonderful tribute. I had not known that that was a formal name change. I was still calling it Owens. Well, you're right. We did used to call it Owens Field, but then it became Owens Airport. But tell me about a little bit about the plane that's going to be rolled out. And it's so fascinating that we have the plane that was in Greenwood Lake.
Yeah, it was Lake Greenwood. It's a B-25C. Aviation aficionados know the B-25 is the Mitchell bomber. Same model. In fact, the B-25C, that's the same model that Colonel Jimmy Doolittle and the Doolittle Raiders flew off the deck of the USS Hornet in 1942 to launch the raid against Tokyo. And this particular plane, it was used at a Columbia Army Air Base, which is now Columbia Metropolitan Airport, which was the world's largest B-25 training facility during the Second World War. Well, on June 6th of 1944, day, the plane had to ditch in Lake Greenwood and spent all those years underwater. That actually helped preserve and save the plane. It was lifted out of Lake Greenwood in mid-80s. Restoration efforts started. And then a few years back, the South Carolina Historic Aviation Foundation was founded to take responsibility for that plane and keep it from leaving the state of South Carolina. But it's an important part of our aviation heritage. That plane will be there. We're still working on restoring the plane eventually. The goal is to have it as a museum quality static display.
But to be able to see it is going to be so much fun. Tell us about, you mentioned the Dick Goodwin Band, and aren't they wonderful? And they'll be playing some swing music?
They'll be playing swing music. They'll be playing music from the 40s, from the big band area. You know, and people like Glenn Miller and the Dorsey Brothers and Duke Ellington, and music which I think to this day is still really great and enjoyable music. Seen kind of in that swing era style. Again, we'll have dinner there. We have a number of World War II veterans who will be our guest of honor. And it's important we mark the